Listen, I've been trapped inside your device by a witch's curse. The only thing that will free me is telling you all my tech news, so please pay attention or the witch will come back and beat me up! On Friday, Apple blocked whatever workaround the new Beeper Mini app was using to get iMessage working on Android, and the return of the green bubble had everyone feeling blue. Until this morning, when Beeper apparently found another workaround and fixed it! Ah! The catch is, you'll have to sign in with your Apple ID instead of just your phone number, which is how Beeper's existing Beeper Cloud service works. And I don't have an Apple ID, that's the whole point. Apple critics have been pointing out that green bubble SMS messages are less secure than end-to-end encrypted iMessage. And it's a good point. Blocking a service that allows sons to safely message their moms without having to buy them iPhones sort of contradicts the privacy-first persona Apple has developed by, for example, commissioning an independent study to emphasize the importance of end-to-end encryption. But to be fair to Apple, they've already agreed to add support for the RCS message reading protocol used by Android sometime next year. So why can't users just wait a few months or, and we'll say it again, buy your mom an effing iPhone? Apple claims that Beeper Mini exploits fake credentials to access iMessage using techniques that can lead to spam and phishing attacks. But Beeper has said that they'd be willing to have a third party examine their source code for security holes. Apple would never commit to the same thing, but they will commit to breaking Beeper Mini again because your mom deserves an iPhone.
Come on, Barbara's better than this.
Barb can't have Android. The EU has finally come to an agreement on landmark regulation for artificial intelligence after 36 hours of negotiations spread over 3 days. Fortunately, the toilets come equipped with bidets. Otherwise, negotiation could have gotten ugly. The Artificial Intelligence Act marks the world's first comprehensive legislation for the use of AI, governing divisive issues like predictive policing and facial recognition. One policy I'm guessing no one was divided on is the law's ban of social scoring systems meant to evaluate citizen compliance. Unfortunately, this ban is a huge blow to Europe's young adult writing community, who relied on the possibility of such a system to make their lazily written dystopias somewhat believable. Another unhappy group is Amnesty International, who, downers, expressed their disappointment that a full ban on facial recognition was not implemented, as they believe this would set a precedent for the rest of the world. But maybe they have time to change the EU's mind, since the law only comes into effect in 2025. Of course, the EU is politely asking everyone to just follow the rules now. I'm sure everyone unethically using AI to make a buck will get right on that.
The foundation of our moral systems, please.
They're saying, s'il vous plaît. Elon Musk's maximum truth-seeking Grok AI is making headlines for ripping its outputs off ChatGPT. Because the best way to seek truth is to steal the truth from someone else who's truthful.
Who hallucinated it.
When Grok started its limited debut a month ago, Elon's ex-AI said it should answer all the spicy questions other chatbots wouldn't. Yet when Twitter enthusiast and young adult novel protagonist Jax Winterbourne tried to get Grok to modify some malware, ostensibly for security testing, the chatbot refused. Not because of its own policies, but because assisting in the creation of malware goes against OpenAI's use case policy.
My friend wouldn't like that.
Igor Babushkin, which is not a fake name, I swear, from xAI, said this is because they trained Grok on large amounts of web data and the web is full of ChatGPT outputs. This is interesting because some research suggests large language models trained on random AI-generated content suffer irreversible defects, though curated synthetic training data can have the opposite effect. Now, Grok can act as a real-world experiment demonstrating the effect of non-curated synthetic training data on an LLM. Or at least it will as long as Elon stops scaring advertisers away from Twitter.
We can tweet a little bit more.
Cybertruck! Now it's time for Quick Bits, brought to you by Vessi, who wants to fix your relationship with rain and all that saliva I shot out. Don't let a little precipitation ruin your plans. Vessi claims their shoes are 100% waterproof, so throw a pair of them on and keep your day going. Rain or shine, Vessi will be with you every step of the way while you ponder life's greatest mysteries. Like, how does Vessi's Dymatex tech keep your feet so dry and comfortable? And how are they so easy to clean? You can rinse them in the sink or even throw them in the wash. Sounds like witchcraft to me. But instead of grabbing a pitchfork, why not use code TECHLINKED at Vessi.com/TECHLINKED to save 15% off your purchase. I mean, where would you even find a pitchfork? Plus, speaking of witchcraft, I'm trapped here.
Yeah.
You're doing great. We just gotta make it through these last quick bits, and I can finally re-enter a state of corporeal being for long enough to use the bathroom. It looks like Apple is on track to launch the Vision Pro headset by the end of January, according to Keeper of Apple lore, his germship, Mark Gurman. The Gurm says a few employees from each Apple store are being flown to the company's HQ to get trained on how to set up and use the Vision Pro. Those workers will then return from Mount Sinai with stone tablets upon which shall be written the divine commandments concerning how to sell AR goggles to moms. The stakes are high. Apple's the richest company in the world, and if this launch doesn't go well, it will probably still be that.
They'll be embarrassed.
An embarrassment of riches. MSI Japan is offering an apology and a refund or a replacement to users impacted by faulty pumps in four of its MAG core liquid e-cooler models. According to a translation of the press release, when operating between 1600 and 1800 RPM, the impeller in these faulty pumps would make contact with the pump's cavity. How can you make contact with a hole? Causing these coolers to be much, much louder than intended. However, this appears to be an issue with quality control rather than an overall flaw in the design. It's unclear why this was only announced by MSI Japan. Maybe it's an issue limited to a single region, or maybe they're only sorry in Japanese. Wakaranai.
Maybe that's right.
Apple again. Apple again is reportedly planning to financially incentivize musicians to record in Dolby Atmos, an immersive surround sound format that many popular music streaming services, including Spotify, don't even support. But Tidal does. According to Bloomberg sources, Apple plans to weigh streams of songs mixed in Dolby Atmos more heavily in its royalty system, potentially resulting in significantly higher payments. This way, you might finally be able to listen to music and really feel that Taylor Swift is in the room with you, lurking just outside your peripheral vision. Watching, waiting, judging, look at the baby.
What?
Old school reference. An internal proposal at Google unveiled Project Elman, an AI biographer chatbot that learns about users from the images in their Google Photos. God. You can separate your life into chapters like specific vacation or your school years. Plus, it'll have a chatbot that can answer questions about your life, like if you forgot, you know, like if you have a pet. While many have privacy concern, our concern is whether the project does its namesake justice. Richard David Elman was a literary critic who wrote biographies about pivotal writers such as James Joyce and Oscar Wilde. Meanwhile, Project Elman aims to learn if John from Burbank, California owned a cat.
It's an important detail.
And researchers have developed VR goggles for mice. While scientists have been trying to simulate environments to study mouse brains for years, a team at Northwestern University didn't think the flat displays typically used were immersive enough.
They're not enjoying it.
The new VR apparatus has also allowed the simulation of overhead threats for the first time. Now we know what they feel when they feel like they're getting hunted by a bird.
Science.
And if the calibration's off, you get to see what they look like when they barf. But 15 minutes is way more time than you'll need to get caught up on tech news when we come back on Wednesday. Now if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go pee and hug my son, in that order.
You're free!